such a good person. He brings us every day. We must find out who is he. So Hazrat says, very good. You should find out who is that person. And you're so worried to find out who is he. But did you ever think for 1 minute that who gave me this eyes to look at that basket? Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then, Allahu Akbar, we're still far from the recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To know the kindness of Allah, that how Allah ta'ala is so kind. Allah ta'ala even feeds those people who swear Allah ta'ala liyazu billah. Those people who reject Allah ta'ala totally. 8 years also Allah ta'ala says very clearly. They say,
Islam alag sajaye hai. اپنا عالم الگ سجائے ہے داغ حسرت سے دل سجائے ہے ان حسینوں سے دل بچانے میں غزل سنائے ہے جن کو پہلے غزل سنائے ہے تب کہیں جا کے ان کو پائے ہے داغ حسرت سے دل سجائے ہے تو باغ نکلے دوست جن کو پہلے غزل سنائے ہے قلب میں جس کے جب وہ آئے ہیں اپنا عالم الگ سجائے
ہے. He feels that sorrow in his heart, which in other places Hazrat explains like a thorn that is pricked in the heart, and then a person through that gets Allah Ta'ala, through that difficulty that he goes through, that little hardship that he goes through, he finds Allah very easily and very quickly. Up, your head is up high, you are reaching Allah Ta'ala. In sajda, your head is right down. There also you reaching Allah. And in fact, it comes in the Hadith Sharif, a person is closest to Allah when he is in sajda. So that condition is also very, very good when a person is in qabz. But we don't like it. We want the best all the time to enjoy our ways. All the beautiful things which are there. That is also, and your friend will let you enjoy all that also. But your object wasn't that. Your object was the friend. That was the main thing. So we should strive for Allah, the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. And put Allah's pleasure above our pleasure. Not so easy, but that is, our nafs wants to do scars of sorrow in my heart. My heart has been scarred many times that what it wanted to, I did not give it. I put the sword over it. I killed my heart, my nafs, my desires, and I made Allah Ta'ala happy. Tab kahi jaake unko paaye hain. Then we went in and we found him. And so many straight thoughts come. Then when you are in dunya, he says actually what is in the heart is what a person is engaged in. Even if you, for example, you are in your work, but it's your wife's birthday, though it's not right for us for anything, just an example, and she'll become very angry if you didn't phone her and wish her ups and dams and seas and rivers, whether it is of mountains and valleys, all that. The creator of everything is Allah Ta'ala. So how beautiful must Allah Ta'ala be? When Allah Ta'ala, there are no two people alike in the world from Adam alayhi salam's time till today. And how many beautiful people. So what? But I took many sorrows on my heart. I did not do any of that haram. I stayed away from it. So I went through these difficulties. Then I found Allah Ta'ala. Husne fani ke chakkaron mein mir kitne logon ne din gawaye hain. And in this, not only temporary, but this beauty days. And if you read it as deen. Religion, our deen. How many people lost their deen also? Just behind all these beauty, the so-called beauties of this world, they lost their deen also. And this, that Hazrat said, that husne fani, this temporary beauty, shakal bigri to bhaag nikas, get it so easily, zakhme hasrat hazar khaye hai, thousands of sores of sorrow I had to tolerate. Then I went and find Allah Ta'ala. Not just one or two times that a person doesn't look or something. And really when the time is, when a person, he really wants to look and all the opportunities are open, the whole page with glue. and then you stick it. Now there is no way you can pull. You'll tear it apart, but you can't pull it apart. Like that, you Allah pull us towards Him like that, that nothing of this world can pull us away from Him. Fazal ka asra lagaye hue, lagaye hai. And all the time we are seeking for this. Log se kuch tareefe bhi sunne mein aati hai. And sometimes I hear people's praises also, that you made a good bayan, this person writes. Chunke ab tak mera nafs behad baaghi hai, mujhe is surat haal se bahut khatra lagta hai. He says, but because my nafs is still very, very against me, it's very disloyal. My nafs is not really kabhi shaitan. Bhi waswasa dalta hai, but then too still, shaitan puts these thoughts in my mind. Jiski wajah se nafs mein kuch taghayyur mehsoos hota hai. And then I feel it in my heart. Really, I was waiting for at least somebody to say that a good bayan. And then my nafs becomes happy with that. Aur goya apni tareef se accepted this amal of yours, then what is the use of all these praises? If Allah doesn't accept it, then Allah is going to punish you. So what is the use of all these praises? But it is a ni'mat. Accept it as a ni'mat. Kya jahannam se bacha legi? All these praises, will the praises save you from the fire of jahannam? Aliyazu billah. May Allah for a certain time. Abhi do ma aur rahenge, he's still going to be staying. Kyunki banda mausuf ki khidmat kar leta hai, to bande par kuch shafqat bhi farmate hai. He says, I make his khidmat, so he also shows kindness towards me. Lihaza bande ko ye bhi nasihat farmaye ke paas anfaz ke saath isme zaat aur kabhi sallallahu alaihi wasallam ghair mu'tadil hone ka andesha hai. He says, in these times when people are weak in nature, so then it is feared that dryness, your brain will dry up. You won't be normal. You'll become abnormal. Because then you'll perhaps scream out something. As nafas ki jama' hai. And fast is the plural of breath. Nafas. What we take breath. Pas ke maana nigrani hai. And pas means to look after. Spas koi sans na farmani mein na guzarna.